Hello and welcome to the very first episode of The Pods Pod, the official podcast of Melbourne Sports Podiatry and Physiotherapy Centre. My name's Holly, I'm one of the admin staff around here, so you might have seen me around, but I'm kind of stepping into a new role, and that is all things social media. So I thought, what better way than to gather an insight into the heads of the clinicians or get to know them better and go through a couple of case studies than to start a podcast. So today I'm here with the director, owner, and practicing podiatrist, Shalom. How are you going, Shalom?
Good, thanks, Holly. Thanks for the introduction. I know you're going to hate this, but...
No, here we go.
I just have to introduce you with all your social media prowess. You've got your own podcast, so this isn't new to you either, is it?
I do, a little plug.
There we go. How do people find you?
Cat's out of the bag. I'm Get Jolly with Holly. So there we go.
It's a very, very good little podcast to listen to. So I do suggest that all our listeners jump across and have as well.
All right, moving on. Shalom, let's just get a little insight into you. Tell us about your background and your upbringing and all of that. You're from Tassie, aren't you?
I am. So I grew up in Tassie, lived in a little suburb called Taroona, which is on the water there in Hobart. I always tell everyone, my patients probably heard it, but all the Sydney to Hobart yachts used to tack right in front of our house, so we could literally hear them yelling at each other, obviously if the wind's right.
So when he says he's on the water, he's literally on the water. You can see the water. It's the first just over the road, so very lucky, and it's gorgeous there. So what a place to grow up.
It's a bit different than where I was living when I did university, when I first moved to Melbourne. So I used to say to Mum, when I'd go to sleep, I could hear the cars drive past.
Bit different from the waves.
Yes, that's right. So compare that to the waves I used to hear.
Definitely. All right. So you did move over to Melbourne. That was for university, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Take me back to those times. What made you, Mr. Shalom, that just finished high school, moved over to Melbourne, pick podiatry?
Well, I picked podiatry before I moved over to Melbourne when I was in year 12. So my love, obviously, with growing up as a kid was sports. So my big one was soccer. But as I was growing up, I was lucky to have a choice of kind of what I wanted to study, and there was a few offers there in Tassie, but I just researched what was a fast-growing industry within healthcare, and podiatry seemed to be it. It's not a really well-known industry currently in Australia, and not understood what we can kind of do and the scope of what we can do. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked it. Yes, so love my soccer, love my tennis. Pretty much any sport I love, and that reflects through into my treatment. I understand a lot of sports and
mm-hmm. things like that. So that did that have an influence at all on picking podiatry? I guess you can relate to your patients really well, and gave you an overall interest?
Yeah, it does. And as I was just saying then, as a practitioner and kind of what I push on with our staff that are fresh on board with us, is that I love to understand the mechanics or the mechanism of a lot of injuries. And there's no better way to do that than actually understanding a sport, either playing it or being pitch side. And same with our clinics. We have a lot of contracts with, say, like Football Victoria, for example, or previous NPL clubs that I've done with South Melbourne, Bentley, Heidelberg, Oakley. Just being within that environment just kind of excels us forward a bit, but more so out of passion.
Beautiful. Love it. We love some passion. Passion in the job. All right. So you picked to study podiatry. Tell us about when you graduated university and you first stepped into the industry in a professional sense.
Well, when I first got into the industry, I probably did the unglorious or the hidden side of podiatry, where we're just doing the toenails, you're doing callus, you're doing warts. But as I was saying, you're saying that wasn't my passion. That wasn't my love. That's not why I got into it. So I did that for a few months, which was interesting, but then decided that, look, I needed to go explore other avenues, and go find fields of interest. And that's where I got into kind of starting my own clinics with my good friend and podiatrist, Tim, who has been with me for, I think, about 5 years now, down at Oakley.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a big thing. I guess a lot of people, when they think of podiatry, they don't realize just the scope of it and how much it actually involves. So, yeah, very interesting. A little birdie, you're probably going to hate me for this, told me that you were the 2020 Young Victorian of the Year winner in the business category. So was that something you always had in you? Like, did you always know that you wanted to end up having your own business? Or did it, you just kind of go with the flow and that's how it ended up? So take us back to the early days of that venture, starting what you've created now.
Yeah, that's a funny one. So I was actually a few years ago as well. So obviously last year I won the category, but a few years ago I was a semi-finalist for it as well. But I always have this funny conversation with my family about how I got into business and my drive for that and where I get all the numbers side of things from, but it doesn't run in my family. And I never got into healthcare for business. And to be honest, that's probably, when I reflect on it, why we've done so well, because it's not just business driven. It's always been, to me, it's person driven and mm-hmm. outcome driven. Which when you look in kind of from the outside of it, I guess marries in with a good successful business model. But yeah, I've never really had aspirations before university to ever get into business, but here I am.
Were you always good at maths in school? Good with numbers. Well, there we go.
Yeah, exactly.
The writing was on the wall. I guess because you are so personable and you put a lot of yourself into the clinics, do you think that that's helped with your, like, to differentiate between you and, I suppose, help you stand out? I know that you've won a number of different awards in your industry. You were the 2019 Podiatry Service of Australasia.
Mm-hmm.
You also won the 2020 and 2021 Podiatrist of the Year. Well, you were a finalist, sorry.
Yeah, so that comes out in September, which could be exciting.
Yes, so tell us about that.
Well, I think you're probably right. I mean, I always say, and again, I always say to patients, I don't care where patients go to get treated. There's no competition or kind of caginess from my point of view. My hope is that patients can go to a service and get treated for what they're presenting with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at every single patient. We look at them in terms of why they've come in, what they need in terms of their treatment, and what are their treatment goals. So I guess to differentiate between us and other clinics, it might sound cliche, but we genuinely care. Mm-hmm. We've like following them through that treatment plan and getting them there to kind of their goals.
Yeah, and I think I can vouch for him when he says that. I see all the patients walking out with a smile on their face, well, the majority of them. Yeah, and lots of positive feedback with you and the other practitioners as well. So tell us, where are the clinics at now? What's kind of happening nowadays? What should we expect at Melbourne Sports Podiatry and Physiotherapy Centre?
Well, we're actually at a very, very exciting stage, which, I mean, we're very thankful, because obviously with COVID last year and these repeated lockdowns this year, it's been pretty tough in terms of business. We haven't pivoted so much, but we've been able to utilise our downtime to be able to excel where we're going in terms of direction. And that's been amazing to be able to bring on new staff, to be able to upskill our staff, and kind of just really structure our services to hone in on exactly how we want to treat, why we want to treat, and align all those goals and targets through COVID. So I think next week we've got another new podiatrist, Elise, starting. She's from Tasmania as well. We've just We've just had our director of physiotherapy, has been with us for 4 months, Cameron. He came from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, fantastic physio, who amazing runner, has run for Australia. She started with us 2 months ago as well. So, and even looking back at the end of last year, we moved our clinic in Kew, which is kind of our flagship clinic, and it's amazing. The space is fantastic. So I think in terms of clinic, we're in a really nice position spot to be able to keep serving and helping our patients.
Sounds good. And there's also a very exciting addition to the clinics, and that's the introduction of dietetics.
Yes. Sorry, how could I forget that? So we've got the absolutely wonderful Ellie, who's got little baby Nora as well. So Ellie is a young mum, and as you know, and all the other staff, she's got an absolutely gorgeous little baby that she sometimes brings in.
So cute. We kind of beg her to bring him in.
I know.
So over the years, we'll kind of wrap it up, but just give us one of your top highlights from your career so far and just from having your own clinics.
I think To be honest, I've been doing a lot of reflecting on this in the past few weeks with a lot of changes and processes we've been bringing in. But I think the biggest win that I've experienced is the development of the team mm-hmm. in the last probably 6 to 12 months. So to be able to come through COVID as a team and growing team has just been really, really rewarding, seeing that we've still been able to function and kind of get along with everyone and have that really nice exposure and mix within the team. So for me, it's exciting and probably the most exciting stage with the business, because it's really shown those previous years of hard work
mm-hmm.
Have come to this nice stage that's going to hopefully propel us forward even more.
Beautiful. All right. Perfect. Thank you for sharing what's going on in your forever ticking brain. Next week, I think we're having Cam on, aren't we?
Yeah, so you and I will be having a chat to Cam, who's our director of physio. We might have a chat about a few case studies and how he operates,
mm-hmm.
But more so about where he's come from as well. So I grew up in Townsville, worked in the UK.
All right, you're giving it all away now.
He's too exciting as a person.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the very first episode of the Pods Pod, and we hope to catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.